much. Okay, we're still talking about the Avos keeping the Torah. That's where we are. And we started to explain how Avram Avinu was uniquely connected to the Torah. Okay, so let's continue up to this Medrash. He quotes a Medrash in Devarim Rabbah. Mimino Eish Das Lamo. We know at the end of the Torah it says that Hashem gave the Torah, as it were, from his right hand, an Eish Das, a fiery law. So the Medrash says, HaTorah Shenasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael, Eish Levana Charusa BeEish Shchora. Interesting. The Torah as given to Klal Yisrael was given fire on fire, right? Eish Levana Charusa BeEish Shchora. It was a white fire that was carved with black fire, right? Much like our Sefer Torah has the black ink on top of the white parchment. So the same thing was true on some type of supernal level, but it was a fire. It was a white fire and a black fire. What does this mean? Beirza, ki ha'esh davar she'eno gashmi. Right? Fire has a very spiritual quality to it. Fire is a davar that's not gashmi. It's not physical, even though it certainly operates within rules of nature and physical properties. But there's something very lofty and spiritual about fire. Hence the desire for fire to always rise upward. Ki ein be'esh guf gashmi, because a fire doesn't have a physical form. What does that mean? Ulefichach kol davar she'eino gashmi nikra esh. So therefore, anything often will describe a person's emotions as being esh-like. That person's a fiery person. What does that mean, a fiery person? It's an emotional state. It's a spiritual state. It's a term that we use to describe something that is, again, a bit transcendent. Ratza lomar, ki ein mitzvas ha-Torah nosei shala inyan gashmi. And again, this brings us way back to things we spoke about in earlier prakim. What is the point of Torah? The point of Torah is to be able to fulfill the will of the Creator. Now you'll tell me, but Torah offers many practical pieces of advice in how to run your life. True. Right? Torah creates a functional society. True. But those are all very superficial. Those are gashmi types of explanations for Torah. So look again at the words. Ki ein mitzvos ha-Torah. The mitzvos of the Torah, their primary the purpose or goal or expression. Nosei means like a topic, right? But their topic is not how to establish life in the physical world for the sake of the physical world. Ka'asher yira ha'odam b'tchilas ha'machshava, as one might imagine at the beginning of thinking about why having rules is valuable. Sha'atorah kol inyana seder v'nimus kiyam ha'odam ha'gashmin b'lvad. One might think that the Torah in its entirety is a system of living, a system of nimus, of etiquette, of ethics, of basic law to organize one's life by. Uvishvil ka chayanose shel Torah gashmi, and one who imagines that about Torah, so then the Torah becomes very olam hazadik, who kiyum kibbutz b'nei adam. It allows for survival for people, to be able to gather, to be able to live amongst other people, to create a society. Kamo shechashru mixas b'nei adam, as some people imagine Torah to be. Says the Maharal, the Torah is an esh. The Torah is a fire. The Torah is a fire, and that means the Torah is not a davar gashmi. Yes, as we've explained countless times, Torah will teach us how to live our best gashmi life in this world. But it's all a stepping stone to what? To that eternal existence. Aval ein ha-davar kach, ki ein ha-Torah nosei shala inyan gashmi. But it's all a mistaken notion to think that the Torah is primarily about establishing an ethical system of living in this world. That's not what it's about. V'lekach amar, shehi k'suva al esh levana. And therefore, it's written on what? It's written on white fire. What is white fire? Sha'esh eno gashmi. First of all, what is fire? Fire itself is, as we're explaining, is a term that we use for something that is not primarily gashmi. V'haloivan, and the whiteness of it, mora al hazakus v'hatov. White, again, naturally represents to us purity, that which is good, that which is pure. V'zeki kol inyan ha-Torah hu l'kayim ha-tov ha-eloki. So the backdrop of Torah, the white of Torah, and specifically the white fire, which again represents the essence of Torah, reminds us that the Torah is primarily what? The Torah is primarily to achieve ultimate goodness, which is godly goodness, Tova Eloki. Vizehu hayesod she'alav nivna kol. This is the foundation upon which all is built. Again, the white of the Torah, again, the parchment, so to speak, which will have the letters written on top of it. Lahamir ha-Tova Eloki. That is the goal, to be able to establish the spiritual godly good. Umipnei ki ish tov ve'in bo muschal emes. But sometimes something could be good, but it's not true. Something could be good, but it's not rooted in absolute truth. The Torah, remarkably, is what? Is good, and it's true. And that's the white fire and the black fire, as he's about to explain. Aval Torah yesh la madrega zos. The Torah has the quality she is soch la hakol nivda alav hu atov ha'eloki. Its foundation, its backdrop, the whiteness again represents that godly goodness. V'hu emes u'bar ma'od. But it's also absolutely true. And it's absolutely clear in its truth. U'lefichach amar k'suva be'esh chora. So that represents what? That black, which is so clear and pronounced, right? You see a Sefer Torah that's, you know, you look at the letters, the black letters on the white parchment, and the letters are so, the letters are you know, shining. And it's a black shine, but it's a shine, right? There's such a crisp appearance of the black ink on the white parchment. So all the more so, this black fire on white fire represents what? Again, the backdrop of Torah is Hashem wants to bestow His goodness, a godly goodness upon the world, this world and beyond. And He does so in a way that's clear and emistic, and that's the black fire. Ki ein davar yoser nikar umivurar min eish shachur. There's nothing more noticeable. There's nothing that is more precisely, you know, roshem. It's so easily identified. Lachein inyan haTorah yesh v'shnei dvar. So therefore, again, the Torah becomes this beautiful combination of these two concepts. She yesod shela haTov ha'Eloki. Its foundation, the white, is the godly goodness. U'mikol makom divareha mivurarin v'nikar mod. And yet on top of that are these specific ideas, the black. Black is sometimes limiting, but it's also sharp, it's clear, right? It gives very clear expression. It's nikar ma'od, it's very easily identified. U'lakamani yisbar'od, I'll explain a little bit more later on. V'lachein shtei shemos yesh l'Torah. And therefore the Torah is called by two names. It's a Torah of white and a Torah of black. What does that mean? It's a Torah's chesed, and it's a Torah's emes. It's a Torah's chesed, as we know, mipnei shekol inyan haTorah lasos haTov ha'Eloki. The ultimate chesed that Hashem did with us is giving us this, bestowing this goodness upon us. U'keneged zeh ish levana, and that's the white of the Torah, the white fire of Torah. And it's also called a Torah's emes, as you find in the Navi Malachi, mipnei amitas hadvarim, because the words are absolutely precise and true. Shehim berurim b'Torah, crystal clear. And that represents, again, the black fire of the Torah. Okay, so these two elements are found uniquely by Torah in the fullest sense. It's the ultimate good, and it's the ultimate truth. Now, let's come back to Avram Avinu. If I were to ask you, what is the midah of Avram Avinu? Right, you would say chesed, and that would be a good answer. That is primarily the midah of Avram Avinu, as we see throughout countless sources. So let's go back again. How did this parak begin? The parak began again by wondering which of the avos kept Kol HaTorah Kula, and how do we know that to be so, and why is that so? So he explained, the Gemara is explicit. The Gemara is absolutely clear that Avram kept the entire Torah. The question is why? Why does it make sense to assume that Avram kept the entire Torah? We'll have to see if it's true for Yitzhak and Yaakov. But Avram, for sure, the Gemara says, kept the whole Torah. Why? Because Avram, and it's a beautiful insight into a chesed. If a person is a chesed personality, you should feel very, very deeply connected to Torah. Because Avram was the midah of chesed, that's the embodiment of who he was. Because he was so chesed oriented, so therefore Torah, which is a Torah's chesed, is absolutely appropriate for him. Torah hi Torah's chesed. So it's a perfect shidduch. Avram's midah of chesed aligns itself so perfectly, seamlessly, with the Torah. V'lekach hiem Avram kol haTorah me'atzmo. And therefore, if the Torah is chesed and Avram himself is chesed, he's able to keep the entire Torah me'atzmo. That's what the Medrash says. The Medrash says that had Avram know how to keep the Torah, he looked at himself. What does it mean? He looked at himself. What do you mean he looked at himself? He looked at his arm and said, well, I can infer that this arm needs tefillin. But if you're such a chesed personality, and you understand that the backdrop of Torah is, in fact, that it is the Torah's chesed, so yes, Avram looked at himself, and he was able to infer from his midah the entirety of the Torah. Again, he may have done it a little differently than we do it, but Avram was able to infer the root of the entirety of the Torah by looking at himself. He was the person who was a person of Tov, a person of Chesed. Right? As we know from the character of Avram, his tent was open on all sides, and even after the third day of his bris milah, he's begging Hashem to send him guests. He loved Chesed. He mamish loved Chesed. Oh, I'm just understanding now something that I heard many years ago from the Ben Ish Chai. My father likes to remind me of this. It says that the Torah stands on the world stands on Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. So, if I'm not mistaken, let's just pause here for a second. Let's pull up a whiteboard and do a, let's check it. Let's see. I believe that the gematria of Gemilas Chasadim, let's see. We'll understand it much better now. I always had a different way of explaining it. Let's see. Gemilas is how much? Is 489. And how much is Chasadim in gematria? Chasadim is what? 110, 122. So what's 489 and 122? 611, right? My math correct? Rabbi Yaakov, I got the numbers right. Yeah? 611. Good. So what's 611? 611 is the gematria of the word Torah. Right? It's exactly the gematria of the word Torah. So the world stands on Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. On a certain level, right, we look at those as three different things. There's Torah, which we'll see is the Midah of Yaakov. Avoda is Yitzchak. Yitzchak is a carbon. Yitzchak is a kedas Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Tfilah. Yitzchak is Eretz Yisrael. And then Avram is Gemilas Chasadim. Right? But now we're learning, the Maharal is teaching us that Chesed really is the essence of Torah. That's the white fire which the Torah is written. The Chesed that Hashem gave us the Torah. Right? The Torah to create the ultimate Tov, which is Chesed. And it's called in Mishlei a Torah's Chesed. So it makes sense to us now what the Ben Ish Chai is telling us, that the Gematria of Torah is the same Gematria as Gemilas Chasadim. And therefore, to the degree that a person is all-encompassing in his Midah of Chesed, he's going to be all-encompassing in his connection to Torah. That's Gevaldik. So therefore, Avram Avinu looked at himself. He saw that I'm Kulo Chesed. So he's also Kulo Torah. He kept the entire Torah. Very beautiful. Okay. So now, what about Yaakov?
What about Avoda?
What about Avoda? Avoda. Yeah,
so
I don't know.
Torah, right? Torah, and we're saying that we got covered in Avoda?
Right. It's a good question. Let's figure out what to do with Avoda. Right, how does Avoda work? Yeah, we have to figure that out. Now we got to figure out also part of the equation here is the fact that we said Torah is Torah's Chesed and Torah's Emes, right? So who's Emes? Who's Emes? Titein Emes LeYaakov Chesed LeAvraham, right? So seemingly Yaakov should also be connected the entirety of the Torah. Now we ran into trouble at the end of the last parak because we know that Yaakov Avinu what? Yaakov Avinu married two sisters. And Yaakov Avinu and the Gemara Psachim Kuf Yutes didn't want to lead the benching at the Suda Lasid Lavo because he said, I do Averos, I marry two sisters, which is against the Torah. So why is it, we'll have to see, we'll have to figure out what that was, but why is it that Avram's Chesed aligns him more perfectly with Torah than Yaakov's Emes, if they're both Midos of Torah, right? If it's called Torah's Chesed and it's called Torah's Emes, so just like Avram, who is Chesed, got the Torah, so Yaakov, who is Emes, should also have the Torah. That's what the Maharal is going to explain to us right now. Okay, so this will be probably our last point for tonight. So it says the Maharal, what about Yaakov? Aval Yaakov, afki hayamidoso ha-emes, Yaakov Avinu, who had that other quality of Torah, the black of Torah, which is the mid of emes, kidichsiv, as we know from Micha, titein emes li Yaakov, chesed la-Avraham. But the problem is, and this is interesting, the Torah is a perfect emes. Was Yaakov Avinu a perfect emes? What are we more comfortable saying? Are we more comfortable saying that Avraham was perfect in Chesed? Or are we more comfortable saying Yaakov is perfect with Emes? It gets a little risky when you start to talk about perfection in Emes. Why? He's going to explain to us. Halo I efshar la'adam b'mashu adam lios davak b'madrega zos. It's impossible, even though Yaakov is Emes, right? And by the way, going back to our three-pronged, pillars that hold up the world, Torah, Avoda, and Chesed, you would say, Chesed is Avraham, Avoda is Yitzchak, Torah is Yaakov, right? So in a certain sense, Yaakov is even more connected to Torah than Avraham Avinu. We'll work that out in a second. But why is it then that why is the Gemara quicker to say that Avraham kept Kol HaTorah Kula than to say that Yaakov kept Kol HaTorah Kula? And the answer is because Avraham was complete chesed, it's hard to call a human being complete emes. The very definition of being a human being undermines the emes a little bit. Why is it hard to say that a person is davuk completely to emes? Ki ha-emes chos Moshe l'kadosh baruch hu. Because emes is, as the Gemara in Shabbos says, the chosem, the seal, right? The stamp, the signet ring, the marking of Hashem is emes. Who could be like Hashem? We could try to be like Hashem, but we can't be like Hashem. Ve'ein amida zos himidas emes ba'olam haza. And in this world, which is an olam of sheker, it's very hard, even a person who lives beyond this world, which is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu lo meis, Yaakov Avinu, right? Lo meis is le'emes. Yaakov Avinu is very much connected to the world of emes. But the bottom line is, when you're in this world, there's going to be a little bit of sheker. Right? Even a holy sheker is sheker. Yaakov Avinu tricking his father to get the brachos is not emes. It was emes for that situation, true, but it's not Hashem's emes. So therefore, while Avram could be complete chesed, almost perfect in chesed, it's hard to say that a person is perfect in this world, in the world of sheker, in the midah of emes. V'lakach mitzad midas ha'emes, ein roi ha'olam haze el ha'torah. So if you're coming from a place of emes, this world is not going to fully be ready to receive the Torah. Why? Because the Torah itself is true emes, and this world is sheker. Rak Avram shahayim midaso chesed can take place in this world, and it dafka should take place in this world. V'lakach Avram mitzad hamidah hazos ro'oi lios davak v'torah legamri, lakach kiyem Avram kol ha'torah kula. So because Avram could be complete chesed, he was able to, so to speak, achieve the entirety of the Torah. Now, part of the problem is, again, I keep telling you that if I were to ask you which of the three avos was Torah, you would probably say Yaakov. Yaakov ish tam, Yoshev avalim, he sat and he learned, titen emes liyakov, Torah is emes, right? There are a lot of reasons to associate Torah with Yaakov. Aval b'medrash amur bizchus Yaakov nasati Torah liyisrael. Says the Maharal, I have to be honest here, even though I'm showing why Avraham in many ways is easier to align with Torah, but Yaakov Avinu, in the Medrash says explicitly, in the Schus of Yaakov, the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, as I explained in my Sefer Gevuras Hashem. V'zeu inyan acher, ve'ein laharech b'zeh, amnam od yizbar b'samuch. There's a lot to say about this. I don't want to go too deep into it now, he says, but I'll explain a little bit in the next little bit. It happens to be that you could say very simply, and explains here in the footnotes of the edition I'm using, that even though Avram kept the entire Torah, it was only in the merit of Yaakov that the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. Right? Pay attention to what the Medrash says. Bizchus Yaakov nasati Torah liYisrael. There's something about Yaakov Avinu and the ability to transmit Torah. In terms of an individual achievement in Torah, maybe Avram was greater. But in terms of being the one who's going to be a transmitter of Torah, that's Yaakov Avinu. And again, there's a lot to say about Yaakov's personal connection to learning. Here it quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, all the threes that are associated with Torah, right? The Torah has three parts, and it was given to a three-part nation. It was given in the third month, and it was given by way of the third, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, given by Moshe, the third in his family. So there's a lot of associations between Yaakov and Torah, and again, the Maharal says, I'm going to come back to that. Let's just end, another minute, let's just end with Yitzchak. What about Yitzchak? What did we learn previously? We learned that Yitzchak was makbid on Shechita. Does that fit? I mean, you asked about Yitzchak and Avoda. We didn't really work that out. But what about another mitzvah that the Medrash identifies as being uniquely connected to Yitzchak, namely Shechita? When he says to Esav, "So na chelecha, sharpen your tools, go shecht meat for me, and do it properly." Why is Yitzchak connected to the mida or the mitzvah of Shechita? Because the answer is v'yadua ki ashchita hu nota el midas hadin. Obviously, when you shech something, right, which is obviously a form of killing, so it has a little bit more of a midas hadin element to it. And we know that the midah of Yitzchak was midas hadin. Yitzchak is gvura, Avram is chesed. Yitzchak is gvura, Yaakov is tiferes, which is emes. V'lakach hayamidas Yitzchak l'kayim hamitzvah azos. Kamo shayamidas Avram l'chola Torah. Kach hayamidas Yitzchak l'mitzvah shechita. Just like Avraham was the entirety of the Torah because he's all-encompassing chesed. Yitzchak, who's midas hadin, that manifests itself through shechita. Shechita is certainly a mitzvah that expresses midas hadin. U'midas Yaakov l'midas ha-shabbos. And we explain that Yaakov Avinu set up Tchum Shabbos, he kept Shabbos. Why? What does Shabbos have to do with Yaakov? Shabbos and Emes, okay, definitely a connection there. But one more step. Ki ha-shabbos hu royal midaso. Shenemar im toshim mishabbos raglecha. The Nabi Yeshaya says, he's paraphrasing here. Im toshim mishabbos raglecha b'yom ha-shabbos u'kerasa l'shabbos oneg. We see a connection in the Navi already between what? The portion of Yaakov and Shabbos. A proper keeping and a proper enjoyment, delighting in Shabbos. But Amru Chazal, the Gemara says, Kol ha-ma'aneh ha-shabbos, nostim lo nachala b'li meitzarim. Anyone who keeps Shabbos is going to be zochet to a great reward, an unlimited reward. Shenemar v'hechalticha nachlas Yaakov avicha. Lo ka'avram shenemar bo kuma salech v'ares la'archu l'rachva. Not like Avram, who is told the land of Israel will be given to him in a more limited fashion. Not like Yitzchak, who is told specific lands will be given to you. Rather, it'll be like Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu was given the most expansive connection to Eretz Yisrael. So we see again some association between Yaakov and Shabbos. One who delights in Shabbos is given the portion of Yaakov. It's explained by our Chachamim. B'masha Omer lifnei ze, u'kerasa l'Shabbos oneg, u'kedosh Hashem mechubad. Kedosh, kedusha. Kedusha hu beprat liYaakov. Shabbos kodesh. We call Shabbos kodesh. Shabbos is MS, MS is Yaakov. Shabbos is kodesh. Yaakov is kodesh. We see tremendous Kedusha by Yaakov in terms of Kedusha Sabris, like we see by Yaakov Avinu. Dechsev, and we even have a pasuk in Yeshaya, V'hikadishu es Kedosh Yaakov. V'inyin ze ein kan makomo, and this is not, again, something I want to go into deeply now, but again, it further highlights the fact that each of the avos was given mitzvos that were uniquely connected to his essence. V'lekach kol echad kiyem ha-mitzvos haru'uyim lefi midaso. Now again, Maharal has not yet given us his final take on whether or not Yitzchak and Yaakov kept Kol HaTorah Kula. But again, it's clear to us why at this point Avram did keep the entirety of the Torah, because he was chesed and the Torah is entirely chesed. We understand now why we have a little bit more hesitation to work out Yaakov, because Yaakov is MS, and to say a person is completely MS is a hard thing. And again, he reviews for us and elaborates on the fact that Yitzchak has Shechita because he's Midas Adin, Yaakov has Shabbos because he has the Midah of Emes and Kedusha, and each of the Avos was given mitzvos that is uniquely connected to his soul. Okay, but next time we'll find out a little more, what will be the Maharal's conclusion? Will he make the case that Yaakov and Yitzchak also kept the entirety of the mitzvos? And the only reason it's not emphasized is because it was more of a seamless fit for Avram Avinu because he was chesed? Or will he say that no, in fact, Avram was the only one of the Avos who actually kept the entire Torah? So we'll have to stay tuned for Tuesday night to see the exciting conclusion of that question. Okay, any questions or comments? Any thoughts?